you, Derek. Thank you, Miriam. Thank you, Marilia. Thank you, Mexico. And we were talking about pain. Now, I used to avoid my pain quite a bit, and it caused me a lot of problems. I used to do steroids and cocaine and drink alcohol and hang around people I shouldn't be hanging around with. And it didn't work out so good. So I developed the courage to face my pain. I opened the blast furnace door, and I let that fire consume me whole. I let the pain train run me over and then back up and run me over again. And when I faced the world without all those sedative compounds, I saw the world for what it was, I saw myself for what it was, and I said, shit, this place is in trouble. I'm in trouble. So I tried to figure out what I could contribute, what I could do to make sure to heal the world in the fastest way humanly possible. And I found that mind control, brainwashing, propaganda, and psychological manipulation are the cornerstones of why people aren't achieving their full potential, they're avoiding their pain. Mind control and brainwashing can explain everything from a teacher at a government school telling kids there's more than two genders, and a medical doctor turning their back on their patients and injecting them with poison. It's all based on mind control. So I've dedicated my life to studying mind control and brainwashing and propaganda and behavior modification. I lecture around the world on these topics. I just came back from the Romanian Parliament in Bucharest, where the Romanian parliamentarians invited us to speak on various topics regarding the COVID fraud. And this is the same group that also spoke in Brussels, Belgium in May. So today I'm going to give you a crash course on how mind control works, because I believe it's the most important topic you'll ever explore personally to find out exactly why you're doing what you're doing. And for us to fix the world, we have to become very familiar with all these mind control topics. So again, we're going to do the black magic mind control in our modern time, and I will explain to you as well that magic is neither good nor bad. It's neither white nor black. It's the heart and the intent of the magician that determines the spell. We're having black magic mind control forced upon us, and I quit a lot of my addictive habits by using the same mind control and behavior modification tactics, using them against myself, cleaning myself up, and that determines, I mean, if you're going to modify your own behavior for something better, that's white magic. If the government is mind controlling you to line up and volunteer to stick yourself with poison, that's black magic. There's a big difference. This is Aragorn from the movie Lord of the Rings, and one of his quotes in the first movie was, "Do not look into the eyes of the dark wizard, for he will cast a spell on you." Your eyes have to do a lot with how you're going to be mind controlled, how you're going to be brainwashed. This is why there is a pyramid on the back of the American $1 bill. Does anybody remember what's in the pyramid? Anybody? It's an eye. You are mind controlled through the eye, and we'll further elaborate on that in the presentation. I'm not too sure if you're aware now, even Google will not block this. Does anybody here know that Media was an ancient country? Are you aware of that? Where do you think we get the word media from? And do you notice the word media and the word medical has the first four words together because they're intertwined. And this, you can even read it. Media was an ancient country located in northern Iran, which corresponds to the modern regions of Azerbaijan. The art of mind controlling you to self-sabotage your own success and your own potential is very old. This is not new. This is why media, our media today, took its name from this ancient country media, because this is where they used to teach the ancient mind control tactics so that kings and queens of the Mediterranean could mind control their populations into submission. Now, if you want to see mind control, this is a great example of it. This is how mind control is done. You won't understand how it's done, but I will explain after the video was done. So if you could just roll.
These days, you don't have to be a doctor or a magician to have power over people. Social media can give anyone the ability to influence the masses, and that influence can be quite profitable. So to find out if I have what it takes to be an influencer, I enlisted the help of three social media celebrities with over 6 million combined followers. Meet Griffin.
What's up, you guys?
Ditto.
Hey, guys.
And Andrew.
Hey, guys, it's Andrew. What's up, vlog?
We met at the World of Fruit, a selfie lover's paradise, for a lesson in influencing.
So listen, I thought maybe we could scroll through my feed a little bit. Maybe you can give me some tips.
For sure.
Okay. Let's do it. Yeah.
I asked them to be honest with me, and I regretted it immediately.
What's the cover of this?
Cover?
Is it intriguing? Is it captivating? Are you getting an audience from it?
Hadn't thought of that. Okay. How's this? It's a hot day.
Ice Ice Baby for
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Remember that song?
I do, yeah.
Sweet. I'd say we look très chic, right? Very cool.
Yeah.
He loves swings. My caption idea was, you are getting very sleepy.
They did not hold back.
This is kind of creepy.
Caption is, nothing like a tray of cold ones.
Well, it looks a little forced, but like, it's not to the point where it's like, oh, you know?
Oh.
There was a lot of constructive criticism.
I don't know if I love the filter. Yeah, the filter, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And some not so constructive. And
my caption was, he's channeling his inner Gallagher.
For your age demographic, I think that's...
I've always wondered, does being an influencer mean that you are less susceptible to being influenced?
Yes.
Interesting. Did you guys notice the red cloth behind you?
Yeah, I did
okay.
indeed.
I was here a week ago, took a selfie.
Oh.
I'll give you guys a little peek here. Just wanted to, you know, whet your appetite. Well, basically, it's going to be my first endeavor at being an influencer.
Okay.
Speaking of which,
since these guys get paid to promote products, I posed a challenge. I gave them 50 unglamorous items to choose from.
Gravy boat, toilet paper, whatever this is.
And gave them free reign of 20 different selfie-licious rooms to snap a pic. Before I showed them my magic, I wanted to see them work their magic.
I'm gonna give you guys 5 minutes to start now. Have at it.
Headed downtown with an LA crowd.
Okay, that's not flexible.
Let me teach you just how we get down. First we glow up, then we show up, and we make our rounds. No need to boast, I know you know us. Saw you peep our style. I'm coming. Can't keep a secret, kind of flaunting. Watch me, I'll show you.
Selfie sticks down, come on back.
Thanks.
Was it fun?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
It was
yeah, I had a lot of fun.
All right. You probably have hundreds of photos on your roll right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what I'd like you guys to do is each of you scroll through everything you just took and pick one photo with one product in one location that you think would make the most unique Instagram post. Okay? Add a hashtag to it. Don't let each other see. And then you're all gonna post at the exact same time, okay? Ready? Post. Bones down. Is the suspense killing you guys?
I wanna see it.
Yes. Before we get to that, I'm just curious. Raise your hand if you chose a pick with the stapler. Okay. Hemorrhoid donut. First aid tape. A sexy coat hanger. Raise your hand if you chose the ice cube tray.
Wait.
Drama.
Wait, what? Wait.
I have questions.
Wait.
I don't like you.
Hold
Wait,
on a second.
What?
Let's see. Of the many places to take a photo here, raise your hand if you posted a pic in front of the mirror wall. The disco pineapple. Big banana. Raise your hand if you chose to take a picture on the watermelon swing.
Come on.
Yeah.
Can I see the posts?
Yes, you can.
Show each other.
I don't like this.
Go.
Wait, are you kidding me?
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry.
How does this... Wait, but that's...
Well, that's so interesting.
It is interesting, yeah.
Because
you're
I was here a week ago and I took a picture.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure if it really was influencer worthy, but turns out it was.
Okay. No.
The ice cube tray on the watermelon swing in front of my face. The hashtag was Trey Cool. What were your hashtags?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Trey Cool.
I'm shooketh.
Well, I bet you have the same question they have.
So my question is how?
The answer is simple. I wasn't here to take a lesson in influencing. I was here to teach it. Do you think that you are less susceptible to being influenced?
Yeah.
He loves swings. You are getting very sleepy. I'd say we look Trey-shaped, right?
Very cool.
Cool.
Is it intriguing? Is it captivating?
Nothing like a tray of cold ones.
Ice baby?
Yeah.
This is kind of creepy.
My caption was, he's channeling his inner Gallagher. How does it feel to be influenced?
confusing.
You can have me. Yeah, Instagram, confusing. Wow.
So these are the tactics used against the public. They can make you do anything, and you have no idea that you're doing it. It all operates outside your conscious awareness. So let me just try to move ahead. So what did the Medes, which was the name of the group in media thousands of years ago, what did the Medes in media know about humans? Humans are programmable. This is the art they used to teach to other kings and queens from around the Mediterranean. Humans have a conscious mind and a subconscious. The subconscious mind controls most of human behavior from the shadow. So most of your behavior comes from a part of the mind you know nothing about. The conscious mind acts out the direction of the subconscious. The human themselves believes they're in full control of their behavior, just like those teenagers, when their subconscious is manufacturing most human behavior from the shadows. The subconscious is obsessed with safety. Belonging with the bigger group is safer. The most repetitive content of our environment will indicate what the bigger herd is saying, thinking, or doing. The people controlling you from the shadows, hacking your subconscious, controls the repetitive content of your environment. It's counted by your subconscious, and the subconscious will force you to adopt it as your own and act it out. Humans do like other humans who act, talk, and think like they do. The subconscious tabulates the most repetitive content in your environment and forces that content up into the conscious mind for you to act out and adopt as your own. You just saw a 6-minute clip that exhibited that clearly. This is all done outside your conscious awareness. He who controls the repetitive content therefore controls all the humans. Justin Williams was the name of that magician on his show Magic for Humans on Netflix. He controlled the repetitive content in the teenager's environment. The subconscious is always logging the repetitive content of the environment. When the subconscious of the teenagers paired and matched the content of the front room with something similar in the back room, that content got labeled as safe or safer to mimic inside the subconscious. The most repetitive content of any environment represents the group's safety. Each teenager in that clip was drawn to the safety label of the repetitive content like a laser-guided missile. The score is the same. It's been for thousands of years. Mind control experts won, the public zero. So it's very important you understand that the repetitive content will lead your behavior. This is done so fast it will baffle your mind. The subconscious mind processes 400 billion bits of information per second, and the impulses travel at a speed of 100,000 miles per hour. And your conscious mind is the part you're listening to this talk with. The impulses only travel at 100 and 150 miles per hour. And it's 11 million bits per second. So you can understand your subconscious, the speed by which it downloads your environment is looking for repetitive content. That's how obsessed it is with protecting you. The subconscious actually loves you, and the people who rule you take advantage of that love. So the invisible part of the mind, which controls our behavior outside of conscious awareness, represents 93 to 97% of all brain activity. This is the part of the mind targeted directly by the media experts, originally from media. What you know is your government can only exist because of this mind control, and they know it. The word government actually translates into mind control. The Greek god Medea is the god of witchcraft, magic, and fertility. Medea is also the niece to Circe, which is where we get our word church from, according to Jordan Maxwell. Circe used trickery to draw men into her home and then used magic to turn them into pigs before consuming them for dinner. But I'm sure that means absolutely nothing. So let's go on to show you that repetitive content can be described as group pressure. Just to let you know, the repetitive content of your environment is the group pressure. And we'll just take a quick 2-minute look at the next video.
The Ash experiment is one of psychology's oldest and most popular pieces of research. A volunteer is told that he's taking part in a visual perception test. What he doesn't know is that the other participants are actors, and he's the only person taking part in the real test, which is actually about group conformity.
Please begin. The experiment you will be taking part in today involves the perception of line length. Your task will be simply to look at the line here on the left and indicate which of the three lines on the right is equal to it in length. So, for example, if you...
The actors have been told to match the wrong lines. The volunteer will be monitored to see if he gives the correct answer or if he goes along with the opinion of the group and gives the wrong answer. In the first test, the correct answer is 2.
One.
Two.
One.
Once again, the correct answer is 2.
Three.
The Ash experiment has been repeated many times, and the results have been supported again and again. We will conform to the group. Again, we're very social creatures. We're very much aware of what the people around us think. We want to be liked. We don't want to be seen to rock the boat, so we will go along with the group. Even if we don't believe what people are saying, we'll still go along.
One.
Group dynamics is one of the most powerful forces in human psychology.
The gentleman's subconscious is just counting for repetitive content. He feels the pressure, and the subconscious says it's not safe to go against the group. This is the primary mind control tactic used against the public every single day to maintain this evil government structure. And until the public understands how they're mind controlled to do illogical and irrational things, they will also be governed by this very ancient crime syndicate that we call government today. There's an old trick too, a black magic trick. It's called fixing of the gaze. You can go back into black magic manuals, thousands of years old. They talk about fixing of the gaze. It's the same concept in an old hypnosis trick where they would have a pocket watch and make the person just fixate their line of sight on that single point of attention, the pocket watch. And people don't understand that if you fix your eyesight on one single point of attention, you get these massive brain change functions that could place you under mind control much more effectively. So fixing the gaze on one solution or object places the person into trance, alpha brainwave state, or what's called induction. Trance, alpha brainwave state, or induction is actually hypnosis. And that means direct access to the subconscious for command. When you're in trance or alpha brainwave state, you have direct relay communication with the subconscious. Tell it exactly what you want it to do. Does anybody not understand where they're fixing their attention in their own home? It's a TV. This is what the TV was invented for. It's an old black magic trick. You're in a black magic show. It's fixing your gaze, and you'll go into induction or alpha brainwave state. So oddly enough, watching screen entertainment was only invented to fix your gaze, change your brainwave state, and mind control the viewers, where they will pump in all the repetitive content that they deem fit, that they want you to follow for their upcoming agendas. So we'll play this video and just to show you what happens to your brain when you actually stare at a screen if you think I'm pulling your leg. You can play this video and make sure there's sound.
I found that people who didn't have a good tolerance for what I called unstructured time watched more TV. And I would say this is probably true for use of the internet too. If you don't feel comfortable with yourself and you need to fill up that time when you're by yourself and you don't have anything else to do, then what are you going to do? You're going to gravitate to the easiest, most inexpensive medium that was ever invented, which is virtually free, television, and fill up your mind with something else. So it's a kind of form of escapism.
The effects of television on the mind are probably one of the most studied aspects of our society. And one of the things that takes place in the mind is that the frontal lobe is being bypassed. Within minutes of sitting down and watching television, the frontal lobe activity simply goes almost to nothing.
The frontal lobe of the brain is the seat of spirituality, morality, and the will. It's actually the analytical portion of our brain, and it's actually the decision maker. And so it's a crucial aspect in regards to our future success and happiness is how well our frontal lobe is functioning. And unfortunately, entertainment television suppresses the frontal lobe of the brain. Actually, in about 90 seconds of viewing it, the frontal lobe circulation begins to go down, and it actually has an adverse effect. And you know, the interesting thing is people watch entertainment television often due to the fact that they feel a little depressed or anxious.
So you can see the center of morality and the will is shut off when you're watching either the movie screen or TV screen. Have you noticed any morality missing these days? Have you noticed any free will missing these days? And this group is that old. They invented the TV for this exact purpose. The TV is not there to entertain you. Your TV is there to entrain you. And this short video is going to show you how quick the repetition could be, how fast your subconscious downloads the repetitive content. You won't believe it. And then the effect, the unbelievable effect of putting a clip in a longer movie that's only 1/10 of a second long. This video is absolutely fantastic in regards to, I don't know if anybody knows who Darren Brown is. He's a UK, he's a mind control expert. And his best use of group pressure, if anybody wants to get this film, this made for Netflix special, it's very difficult to find. It's called The Push. So I have a copy of it, right? So The Push is, he organizes this big group pressure situation where there's 70 people, actors, and there's one guy who doesn't know what's going on. And they modify the group pressure in a way. And it might be 2 hours of hacking, and it's called The Push, because at the end of the scenario, there's an old man, supposedly, an old man on the top of a 10-story building, and to relieve the group pressure, I don't know how he got permission to do all this filming, but to relieve the group pressure, the one mark, as they call it, the one victim, the person who doesn't know what's going on, and he's the center of the group, you know, the group pressure. For that guy to relieve the group pressure, he has to murder the old man on the side of the building. And they ran the scenario 4 times. And it's live on video. They do push the guy off. He's not an old man. He's a stunt man. He's harnessed. If you think this is going really sideways, he is totally harnessed. Everybody's in on the con except the one person, and they 3 out of the 4 killed the man live on video. So you can see if they can make someone murder 3 out of 4 people, murder an old man live on video. Where do you think the limit for this is? There is no limit. And if you don't understand that they use the fear and they use other things as well, so they use fear as well. And a lot of people might not understand is, I mean, the fear activate, you know, this part of the brain the gentleman was talking about earlier on that video, the prefrontal cortex. This is a smart part of the brain. You have a huge war on your prefrontal cortex. Anything that inhibits blood flow in the prefrontal cortex helps upregulate mind control, because you don't have access to your high IQ. You don't have access to morality. You don't have access to free will. You just don't. So they have various compounds that shut down your prefrontal cortex. They have various processes that shut down your prefrontal cortex. And I'd like to say coffee isn't one of those. People who know my work know that I'm hard on the coffee, because this group, this old group, used to use alcohol to inhibit the prefrontal cortex. But what are the drawbacks of getting everybody drunk on the work site? Well, you don't get a lot of work done, right? You can still mind control them, but they're falling down. They're not really building your temples as designed. So with the Crusades, some of the knights came back and said, well, we know you love the alcohol, but you got to see this shit. You got to see, we found this stuff in Arabia. We know you like the tea. And when I say this, I'm alluding to sort of the epicenter of this group. The epicenter of this group is the UK royals. That's how they maintain that position. As we know you like the tea for sedating the slaves and shutting off the blood flow to the prefrontal cortex, but you got to see this stuff we got. This is coffee. And they put in three times as much work when you get them high. And they're not drunk anymore, and they're up the next day doing as hard a work. So we'll play this video. It's just, again, show you a little snippet of how fast this can be done, how effective it's done, just to give you the lens, the aperture of what this group can do with this technology and have been doing against you and your families for a very long time.
In 1957, James Vickery, a market researcher, conducted a six-week test in a New Jersey movie theater. A high-speed projector repeatedly and subliminally flashed the slogans "Drink Coke and Eat Popcorn" over the film. I thought I'd make my own cinema ad to try something similar. According to Vickery, popcorn sales went up 57.5% and Coke sales by 18.1%.
Can I have a look at where it says forget the film over the girl with the rose in her hair? I think that's a frame too long. Can we get that down to one frame?
Let's see how that works.
Whether Vickery's results were due to the subliminals could never be shown, and the experiment has become shrouded in urban myth.
That's great, that's nice.
This is the Genesis Cinema in East London, which kindly agreed to include our ad amongst the trailers for a screening of Ocean's 12, a carefully chosen film which, if the ad works, the audience will not be able to remember. Not a bad thing. For legal reasons, patrons were told that some filming would happen, but our cameras were hidden in dark corners and people had no idea of the experiment. Obviously, I didn't expect the ad to make everyone forget the film, but I hoped a few would.
I just can't think of when.
I left the cinema and we let the people watch the film. Our cinema audience has now watched the film after absorbing my special ad. We stopped them on their way out to see what they could remember.
Why don't you tell me about the film you just saw?
It's a bit weird.
So how often do you go to cinema?
I don't go much, about once a month.
Is there a particular genre you like or don't like?
I like foreign movies.
Uh-huh. But yeah. This one you...
Right, well, the thing what? Is, I was just talking to my friend, Wayne, and I don't remember anything about the movie at all, and I know my head's been fucked with.
It's about a heist that goes wrong, and then it comes together because the guy's got a contact with his mother.
If I try to picture the actual scene, I see, like, a sieve. It's going to sound even worse, like, just a sieve.
I remember the whole thing, yeah, whole thing, yeah. Wicked. Awesome film.
I can only remember, like, casually, like, going into the cinema, and then, like, when we came out, my mind just went blank, and I don't know why.
I can't fucking remember anything. I don't know why. I don't understand what's going on. It's like a block, and it's really pissing me off.
That was 1/10 of a second. 4 repetitions. I said, forget the movie, forget the movie, forget the movie, forget the movie. And if you notice, the people who could not remember, they were drinking alcohol. Look at the in the background as well. This group knows that there's a certain percentage that you can capture with the mind control at a base level, but if you intoxicate them, you upregulate it. But wait, like a bad infomercial, there's more. So yeah, my slide can't read what's on my slide. It's kind of truncated. But the use of psychoactive drugs, drugs that interfere with the frontal lobe or the prefrontal cortex, helps upregulate mind control, and this is what I believe these bags that these ancient figures would carry around with them to control the masses, these were bags of drugs. So they use the popular drugs of old were the blue Nile lily. It would be alcohol. It would be other psychoactive drugs like magic mushrooms. But today, it's alcohol still. Caffeine is a huge weapon against the prefrontal cortex, and it changes brainwave function into the alpha brainwave state and helps upregulate mind control. And if this is only a 35-second clip, I want to show you why they want you drinking caffeine.
To researchers at Wake Forest in North Carolina, where I underwent 2 MRI brain scans. This first scan with no caffeine in my system. Then I downed just one drink. Now my second MRI. This was my brain before caffeine. This was after. The difference was remarkable.
It's like a 40% drop in the blood flow to your brain. So that's a lot.
So before caffeine, with caffeine, the blood flow to my brain dropped about 40%.
40%.
Really?
When you don't have access to your brain, you run on the programs in the subconscious mind, which is the group pressure, which they put into you. Here's some experiments on spiders spinning webs. NASA did it. We know NASA has nothing to do with space. They're just looking for better ways to mind control you. They would give the spider psychoactive drugs and then watch them spin their webs. Can you check out the caffeine web? Please look at the caffeine web. This is probably NASA trying to figure out how best mind control the public to believe their fake moon landing and the rest of their propaganda. And did you know that there was a Starbucks coffee cup in every single scene of Fight Club with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton? We'll roll this 1-minute clip.
Exploration ramps up, it'll be the corporations that name everything. The IBM Stellar Sphere,
Microsoft Galaxy, Planet Starbucks.
So, do you remember seeing all those? Don't worry, your subconscious did. Don't worry about it. You saw it. That's why you drink Starbucks. And guess who owns Starbucks? Guess who originally bought Starbucks in 1987 on a bankruptcy sale with Howard Schultz? Bill Gates. That's right. Now you're connecting the dots. That's great. And this is a clip I use in a lot of my presentations. This is a clip from The Bourne Identity with Matt Damon. Do you see the coffee imprints? These are called imprints that your subconscious is picking up. They put them in there on purpose. Do you know what it would take to frame a scene like this to make sure there's coffee cups next to everybody? What about this one in Leave the World Behind with Julia Roberts? They have two coffee machines, a percolator, and an espresso machine, and Julia Roberts got a Starbucks coffee cup right next to her. Friends at the Central Perk, I hope you're getting it. They're drowning your subconscious mind pathway with repetitive content that only your subconscious picks up. You will act it out and adopt it as your own so that they could put you under deeper forms of mind control. What about Seinfeld? They're always meeting at the restaurant. Everybody's got a look at how many coffee cups are on the back counter, back tables as well. What about Al Roker, the mind control fool that has some programming breakdowns at time? But we see this on the Today Show. We have three coffee cups. Why do you think there's coffee cups on every news show right on the table? Now you're starting to understand. This was a Cadillac commercial for the driverless system. I slowed it down. I highlighted what I saw on the billboard. Sort of the construction board on the in the front, free coffee. So here's your conclusions and solutions. There's an ancient group using mass black magic mind control against the public. This has been going on for much longer than most people could comprehend. They have many modalities of mind control, but they must colonize your mind first before they colonize your body, your wallets, your relationships, your beliefs, your ideas, and your morality. This group has a very simple 1-2 punch. They insert negative, repetitive content into all media releases and government policy in order to cause disease, depression, dysfunction, disempowerment, and disorientation in the collective via the subconscious mind pathway that naturally mimics repetitive content. Much of the negative repetitive content, oddly enough, is configured to increase the use of certain psychoactive drugs, which in turn place the public into deeper forms of trance, alpha brainwave state, and also destroys their hippocampus, which means they're easier to mind control regardless of any other factor. One more page. Obviously, the biggest threats are entertainment screen productions and the psychoactive drugs of the day, caffeine, alcohol, smoking marijuana, vaccines that target the hippocampus, and psych meds, to name a few of their current favorites. Whatever you want to accomplish in life, please flood your senses with that content only. So if you want to use this technology, as I did, to quit my addictions, you do white magic. You upregulate repetitive content in the direction of your dreams. That's it, and everything else gets turned down. You turn up the positive content, and you turn down the negative content. Hypnosis can offer a direct pathway to the subconscious mind if used correctly. If anybody would like to email me, I have a library of hypnotherapies that I've personally helped create. And it can give a direct access to your subconscious for getting healthy, losing weight, making money, becoming abundant, being happy. And if you turn down the bad stuff and turn up the good stuff, you'll see a huge improvement. I always tell people, build your five pillars of strength: physical strength, emotional strength, spiritual, intellectual, and financial. I teach this for free on my Christoph Report email system. Sends out reports 4 times a week, and you can definitely get on that email list. Just email me at info@jchristoff.com. I'll educate you for free, and if you ever want to do one of my paid programs, that's up to you, but I will slow drip you this information for free because it can be like drinking water out of a fire hose. So thank you for your attention. I hope you got educated with my talk. Thank you for having me.
In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a great reset for humanity, the Freedom Cell Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a 5-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.